Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbath Training Congregation, Mount Zion, 12th Hour, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is May 14, 2017, or as if 18, 2021. We're going to start our second service today with a song entitled, No Tears in Heaven. No tears in heaven, your sorrows given, all will be glory in the flame. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, and we shall join the happy land. No tears in heaven fail. No tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven fair, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. Glory is waiting up yonder, where we shall spend an endless day. There with the Savior, we'll be forever, and no more sorrows can dismay. No tears in heaven fell, No tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven fair, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. The morning longer will cease to ponder what things this life has brought with you. All will be cares of saving, in heaven for all will be with me. No tears in heaven fair, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven fair, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known.
Part 25, Gentiles. We're on Hebrews chapter 10, first verse, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, not the very image of the things, and never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because if the worshipper is once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is remembrance again made of sins every year. Now, something to consider here. For one day we're going to come to the place where we don't sin no more and don't have to make no reconciliation for sin. Verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me, to do thy will, O Yahweh. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering, an offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadest pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O Yahweh. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahshua Messiah once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down at the right hand of Yahweh, from henceforth expect until his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Spirit also is a witness unto us, for after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Okay, hold fast without wavering. Verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the faith. I add the words, the two words, I add the preposition, faith. By the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. I'll read that verse 19 again. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. You see how much stronger that is when you put the preposition noun faith in there, by the faith, and then another prepositional phrase, in the blood of the Yahshua. By a new and living way that he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of Yahweh, let us draw near with a true heart and the full assurance of the faith in the blood of the Yahshua, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with the pure water. So you see what happens when you add another noun and a prepositional phrase? It gives it double meaning. Let us hold fast of the profession of our faith in the blood of Yahshua without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, so we have to know what sin is in order to sin willfully. You have to know what it is. If you willfully sin, you know, especially if you have once accepted the truth and turned away from sin and been converted unto the truth, then you know after that, if you turn away from it, you know that you're sinning willfully. Now the sinner doesn't know he's sinning because he's never come to a lie of the truth to begin with. Okay? After that we have received the knowledge of the truth. This talking about having received the knowledge of the truth. The truth is universal. It revolves upon its own self. Okay? There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. So, if you sin willfully, meaning you reject the blood of the Yahshua and the new covenant and the new living way. You reject that, and so that's how you sin willfully. You become presumptuous then, according to Psalms 19. You have presumptuous sin, self-willed. Verse 27. Really a certain fearful looking for of the judgment and the fiery indignation that shall devour the adversaries. And I say that shall, when I use that pronoun that, then I put that, and then I put in place of shall, I put will. That will devour the adversary. He that despises Moses, law, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be a thought worthy who hath trodden under the foot of the Son of Yahweh, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of the grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Yahshua. And again, the Yahshua, the Son, shall judge his people. For it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Yahshua, the Son. But call unto the remembrance of the former day, and that after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. After you once become enlightened and accepted the truth, then you had to endure a great fight of the affliction. Partly while ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and affliction, and partly while ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joy through the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in the heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, that hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of the patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto the perdition, but of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. Chapter 11, Hebrews, verse 1. Examples of the faith. What do you mean, of the faith? Examples of the faith in the blood of the new covenant. Now, faith is the substance of the things hoped for, now the evidence of things not seen. That's how the first verse goes. So we add the blood, and let's see what it sounds like. Now, faith in the blood of the new covenant is with the substance of the things hoped for. So by the blood, when you're covered by the blood, then that's how you reach perfection. After you're covered by the blood, then you can reach perfection. You cannot reach perfection if you're not covered by the blood. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through the faith in the blood, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of the Yahweh, so that things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. By faith in the blood, Abel offered unto Yahweh a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, for Yahweh testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, yet speaking. By the faith in the blood, Enoch was translated, that he should not see the death, and was not found because Yahweh had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased Yahweh. But without the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, of the new covenant, it is impossible for the pleasing him. For he that cometh unto Yahweh must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By the faith in the blood, Noah being warned of Yahweh of the things not seen, as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark unto the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant. By the faith in the blood, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place that he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, he sojourned in the land of the promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles with the Isaac and Jacob, as he heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and the maker is the Yahweh. Through the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky and the multitude, and as the sun which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore Yahweh is not ashamed to be called their Yahweh, for he hath prepared for them a city. By the faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that Yahweh was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By the faith in the blood, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worship leaning upon the top of his staff. By the faith in the blood, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child. and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By the faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Okay. By the faith in the same blood that his parents had the faith in, the blood of the everlasting covenant, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of the Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of the Yasher greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By the faith and the blood, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through the faith and the blood, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Okay, still talking about Moses here. Through the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. So here's another thing. You had the sprinkling of the blood in the old covenant. You have the sprinkling of the blood in the new covenant. For right here in the next chapter, Hebrews 12, it says, verse 24, unto Yahshua, the mediator of the new covenant, and unto the blood of the sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So they both had the blood of sprinkling. It's just the old covenant had the blood of the animal sprinkling, and the new covenant has the blood of Yahshua sprinkling. The only thing that changed was the form of the sacrifice. By the faith in the blood, they passed through the Red Sea as by the dry land, that the Egyptians, as saying to do, were drowned. So let's read that verse 29 again. By the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant, they passed through the Red Sea as by the dry land, that the Egyptians, as saying to do, were drowned. By the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant, the walls of Jericho fell down. That they were compassed about 7 days. By the faith in the blood, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. So here we have Rahab, a harlot. She had faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant that was only given unto the Hebrew Israelites to apply and to teach to the rest of the world that wanted to take avail themselves of it. Verse 32, Hebrews 11. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed violent in the fight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised unto life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of the cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and in the mountains, and in the dens and caves of the earth, and these all having obtained a good report through the faith
and the blood of the everlasting covenant received not the promise. Yahweh having, what was the promise? That they would inherit the promised land of Israel. Yahweh gave it to Abraham for an inheritance. But his descendants here in the last days are the ones that's going to inherit that land in the land of Israel, the promised land. Elohim have provided some a better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Wherefore sin? Okay. That ends Hebrews chapter 11. Okay. Chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore sin? We also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with the patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Yahshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and they sit down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. For consider him that endured such contradiction of the sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of Yahweh, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Yahweh loveth, he chasteneth, and scourges every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, Elohim dealeth with you as with son. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, wherever all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. All shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of the spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of the righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Yahweh. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of Yahweh, lest any root of the bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Yahweh is a consuming fire. Verse 18, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of the trumpet, and the voice of the words, which forced they that heard and treated that the word should not be spoken unto them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned, or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sign that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto the Mount Sion, and unto the city of the living Yahweh, and the heavenly Jerusalem, and unto innumerable company of angels, and to the general assembly and congregation of the firstborn, which are written in the heaven, and unto Yahweh the judge of all, and unto the spirits of just men made perfect,
and unto Yahshua, the mediator of the new covenant, and unto the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So Yahweh's sprinkling of his own blood is better than the sprinkling of the blood of the animal, but without either one, you cannot have remission of sins. In the Old or the New Testament, you have to have the sprinkling of blood. And where there's no shedding of, where there's no almost all things about the law of purges blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That's Hebrews 9, 22. It says, in almost all things about the law of purges blood, and without the shedding of blood, is no remission. See? All right. And it's in verse 25 of Hebrews 12. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve Yahweh acceptably, with reverence and righteous fear, for our Yahweh is a consuming fire. Okay, that ends chapter 12. We'll go right on into chapter 13. Proper conduct. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in the bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers Yahweh will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say that Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Yahshua Messiah the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with the grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Yahshua also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. So Yahshua, his own people, after he came to this earth, those that accepted his plan of salvation through his blood, he was able to sanctify them. The people of the Old Testament were sanctified by the blood of the animal. Okay. Verse 13, Hebrews 13, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto Yahweh continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices Yahweh is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly, But I beseech you, the rather, to do this, that I may be restored unto you, the sinner. Closing and farewell, verse 20, Hebrews 13. Now the Yahweh of the peace that brought again from the dead our Savior Yahshua, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, here it is right here, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through the Yahshua Messiah, unto whom be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in a few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom he, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints, they evidently salute you. Grace be with you all. Hallelujah. End of chapter 13 in the book of Hebrews. James, the brother of Yahshua, is considered to be the author of this book. Okay, this is the book of James. And between A.D. 40 and A.D. 60, James begins with a discussion of the nature of the trials and temptations and why they happen. The remainder of James deals with the practical concerns of the believer's life, such as partiality, boastfulness, and worldliness. For the book concludes with the exhortations to be patient in the difficult times and to pray continually for each other. Okay, chapter 1, verse 1. Trials and temptations. A servant of Yahweh and the Yahshua Messiah, unto the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greeting, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Is that word perfect again? And how are ye made perfect? According to Hebrews 13:21, it says, or verse 20, it's through the blood of the everlasting covenant. It says, Yahweh raised up his son through the blood of the everlasting covenant to make you perfect in every good work. So, James says, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yahweh that giveth unto all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Yahweh, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, that the Yahweh hath promised unto them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of the Yahweh. Yahweh cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of the lights, with whom is no variableness, not a shadow of turning. of his own will beget he us with the word of the truth. Truth in what? Truth in the new covenant and the new and living way, Hebrews 10:20. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Yahweh. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of the naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafting word that is able to save your souls. The engrafted word. But what's the engrafted word? It's the new and living way. And Yahshua is the word, and the new engrafted word. You bet. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before Yahweh and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, brethren, have not the faith in the blood of our Savior Yahshua, Messiah, the Yahshua of the glory, with respect to person. For if there come in unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and a goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect unto him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say unto the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool, are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not Yahweh chosen the poor of this world, rich in the faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised unto them that love him? James 2:6. But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? What is that name? That's Yahweh Elohim, Yahshua. If ye fulfill the royal law according unto the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect unto persons, you commit sin, and are convinced the law is transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So what's the whole law? James knew what the whole law represented. He knew that the law of Moses, Leviticus 23, and other places, about the laws of the sanctuary, the feast days, the Passover, Pentecost, the Atonement. James kept all of those. Paul kept all of those. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. Faith and works. So when you see the word faith, you're dealing with faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, the new and living way, and works. So if you have works without the faith, let's read it now, verse 14, James 2. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant and have not works? Can the faith and the blood save him? You know what your work shall be? Performing your vows. Coming up for the daily at the 9 and the 3. The third hour of the day and the ninth hour of the day. That's your works. Faith in the system without doing the works won't save you. If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of the daily food. Now I'll read this verse 14 again of James chapter 2, faith and works. Here's what the Holy Spirit just revealed to me for the first time ever. I've always been concerned about why does it make a differentiation between faith and works? Faith and works, you got to have both of them together. And people say, well, I have faith in Yeshua. And I try to do good works. No, it's not your own works that you try to do if you're doing them for salvation. But the works that he's talking about here is the works of the sanctuary. I'm going to read it again now. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith in the blood of the Yeshua and have not the works? Can a faith in the blood of the Yeshua alone save him? No. Your works is performing your vows. You made vows that you'd follow the ordained system of true worship. And if you have faith in the blood, and you don't come up at the 9 and the 3 o'clock every day to have at least kneel down and have a prayer and ask the Heavenly Father, the Yahshua meets with us at those appointed times, that's the only time you get the sprinkling of blood from Him. So if you have anything in your life that needs the sprinkling of blood for, then that's your works. This is finally cleared up, folks. It's important that you perform your vow every day. If a brother or sister be naked, verse 15, and destitute of the daily food, and when you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful unto the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Now, that verse 18 is worth reading again and dissecting. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith. Faith what? Yeah, I have faith in the truth. I have faith in the doctrine and the teachings of the Yahshua. I have faith in Him. I believe He is the Son of Yahweh. I believe He came, lived, and died for my sins. I believe that. If you have faith in all that, what good is it if you don't have the works to correspond with it? Okay, and your works is perform your vows because you've taken and agreed to that covenant. When you repent of your sins and ask Him to cover you with your blood, that's in Romans chapter 6, the whole chapter, 23 verses, describes that whole system. So, and I have works, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one Yahweh, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith in the blood of Yahshua, without the performing your vows with the works, is dead. You're saying, I believe in it. I believe in the blood. I believe that He shed His blood, and I believe He's shedding it on a daily basis for the repentant sinner, for those that come unto Him. But if you don't come unto Him at the appointed time, then that's the sacred hour of the day. And that's the time when He receives your prayers and with incense from off the altar. That's the time that He meets with you at these His appointments. It says so in the Desire of Ages. Ellen G. White says so. It is that these His divine appointments that He chooses to meet with His people. That's where He never set up special to meet with His people. Nobody else knows this secret unless they accept the truth of your teaching. Verse 21 of James 2. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Okay, so here's another one. Was not Abraham our father justified by the works? Now, how did that become Abraham's works? He was commanded to take wood and to take a three-day journey and take his son Isaac up on a mountain and to offer him up for a sacrifice. Abraham obeyed. He did everything he was instructed to do right up to the last second, up to the raising of the knife to slay the sacrifice. That was Abraham being justified by his works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? So you can have faith in the plan of salvation and the truth all day long. You can even at one time be delivered by your faith in the truth of the new and living way, in which we were in 2002. We were delivered from Gilead Center by our faith in the ordained system of the true worship. We believed in it. I made a declaration to brothers. I said, on July the 14th, 2002, I said, if you don't restore the daily, I will. Well, that was making a declaration that I would perform my vows and my works on a daily basis. I mean, at the appointed time each day. I made a vow before Brother Johnson, the prophet, before heaven. Well, until we fulfill our vows to perform our works every day that we have to vow to do, we're going to have diseases and everything else upon us. We're not going to be perfect. We cannot be made perfect until we put the both of them together, faith and work. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called a friend of Yahweh. You see then how that by the works a man is justified and not by the faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by the works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Okay, she performed her works. She did the right thing for the right reason. And that was her works, and she was justified by them. He saved her and her family 40 years later when the invasion came from Israel into Jericho. Rahab and her family is the only one saved out of all of Jericho that day because she was justified by her works. Verse 26, James chapter 3, 2. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without the works is dead also. So faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant without the works is dead also. Christian speaking, my brethren, chapter 3. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in the word, if he performs his vows that he has made a vow that he would do, that he would restore the daily and perform his vows at those sacred hours, what they call for, the same as a perfect man. Okay? And able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of the fierce wind, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of the nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of the birds, and of the serpents, and of the things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of the mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of the deadly poison. Therewith bless we Yahweh, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of Yahweh. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a fig vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. On obtaining wisdom, verse 13, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Lie not against the truth. That's the faith and works that goes together, the ordained system of the true worship. Don't lie against that. Now, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and able to be entreated,
easy to be entreated,
full of the mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of the righteousness is sown in the peace of them that make peace. This brings in verse 36. Contact us at the 11th hour call. And at number 11, stick on our audio archives, hear this message and more. We're going to close now with a song. Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance, thus with mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of yore. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. And perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting,
looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.